In the shadows you can hear the sounds, the rumble of 100 hellhounds. Cries of the banshee, terror of the wind go. You all they can't see, they just know where to go. It's the creature.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Supernatural Creatures and Lore Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris.
And I'm Mel Heflin, his co-host.
And today, for this episode of the month of April, which was when we posted in April, we are talking about the supernatural interpretation of Amazons and what they mean and who they are and how they line up with the real world stuff. Not counting another Warner Brothers property involving Amazons that's been going on since whenever Warner Brothers bought DC Comics, which I think is around the 50s or 60s or 70s. This, I think, is the 70s. I think Warner Brothers' biggest Amazon property, obviously, is always going to be Wonder Woman. You know, and the various versions of Wonder Woman and things like that. But this is the first time I think they've ever gone outside of that to do anything to do with Amazons at all. Because as far as I'm aware, they haven't done very much outside of their, like, core DC, you know, Wonder Woman mythos of the Amazons and things like that. So, but there's probably a Warner Brothers show here and there that has that had Amazons in it. But that would be a huge deep dive into Warner Brothers' entire catalog. But this is Amazons in the Supernatural universe.
So the episode in question is Season 7, Episode 13, The Slice Girls. It originally aired February 3rd, 2012. And here's the synopsis. Sam and Dean investigate a case where the victim's hands and feet have been severed and each have been branded with a strange symbol. While Sam does some research at a local university, Dean heads to one of his favorite places to investigate, the town bar. Dean strikes up a conversation with a local named Lydia, guest starring Sarah Canning from The Vampire Diaries, and the two go back to her place. Bow chicka wow wow. Sam discovers the symbol on the bodies is a sign of Amazon warriors.
This was, I guess, a cheap way to do a Monster of the Week because the Amazons all look like real people.
Makes sense to me.
And they just had a higher...
Even though Amazons are supposed to be, like, really, really tall. Although I guess that accounts with the stripper shoes.
In the Supernatural Bible monsters, we have, after their ranks were decimated in a long war, the Amazons were made a deal with the goddess Harmonia, and they were created by a meeting of the pagan gods Ares and Harmonia, creating a tribe of warrior women who had no need for men except for reproduction. At some point during the war, their numbers were vastly depleted. As much as they made a deal with Harmonia to save them from extinction, she made them more than human, turning them into monsters. She made them stronger, gave them the abilities to reproduce quickly. The Amazon women could give birth 36 hours after having sex, and the children matured rapidly, becoming a teenager within 3 days. The girl then had to kill a man who'd father her, removing his hands and feet and carving an Amazonian symbol on his chest. Every 2 years, women of childbearing age would repeat the cycle. Yikes. How is that counterintuitive to what we know about Amazons in the real world?
Okay, so according to Amazons in the real world, it's Greek mythology. The Amazons were a race of warlike women noted for their riding skills, their courage, and their pride, who lived on the outer limits.
Their riding skills, like on horses?
Yeah.
Not riding their partner to reproduce, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I couldn't help myself. Go on.
Who lived at the outer limits of the known world. Sometimes specifically mentioned in the city of
Themyscira.
Are you sure?
Who reads comic books?
All right.
Also, I've been rewatching Wonder Woman with Linda Carter.
That does not look like it should be spelled that way, but I believe you.
It's Themyscira. It's Hippolyta. just in case we get to that name too, because she's Queen of the Amazons. Of course, Nubia is now Queen of the Amazons, so they put a black woman in charge of the Amazons. So,
okay,
she's the original Queen of the Amazons who was dethroned, and then Hippolyta took over, and now she's bequeathed it to Nubia. It's a whole thing.
I can see Hippolyta.
It's Hippolyta. By the way, current origin of Wonder Woman, more in line with Supernatural. She's the last of the Amazons, and she's the Princess of Hell.
Huh.
Yeah, she's been raised by Cersei.
I'm having delayed processing disorder. I'm not wrapping my head around that.
So No. This is an absolute... Okay, just a quick long story short. This is the absolute DC universe, so it's kind of like the ultimate Marvel universe. So it's kind of happening over there, not in the regular, everyday Marvel universe. It was because Darkseid killed himself and his energy birthed a new universe. And in this new universe, like, Batman doesn't have all his money and Superman wasn't raised by the Kents. And Wonder Woman was raised in hell by Cersei.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. So long story short, that's why that is. Wonder Woman that we know and love's origin is still intact to whatever it is today. Because it changes every 5 minutes.
Got it.
Go on.
The different strains of comics get frustrating.
Yeah. It can happen.
Okay. So they lived on the outer limits of the known world, sometimes specifically mentioned as Themyscira, on the Black Sea. Their queen was Hippolyta.
Hippolyta.
Hippolyta. And although Homer tells us that they were equal of men, they were most famously fought and lost separate battles against three different Greek heroes, those being Hercules, Theseus, and Bellerophon. Scenes from these battles were popular in Greek art, especially on the pottery and the monumental sculptures adorning some of the most important buildings of the Greek world, specifically the Pantheon of Athens. Intriguingly, the architectural investigation of tombs across Eurasia has shown conclusively that many of these women of nomadic steppe tribes were indeed warriors, particularly around the Black Sea area. So in this mythology, the Amazons were daughters of Ares, the god of war, and they were members of a women-only society where the men were welcomed only for breeding purposes, and all the male infants were killed. So that, in the lore, adds up to everything else. It doesn't specifically go into whether those men that were used for breeding purposes were then killed, or death by snoo-snoo, or what have you. It doesn't specifically go into that. But... there's a lot of mention in the lore as if these were things that actually happened outside of just myths.
The rest of the article for Supernatural goes on to say, later historians claim that the Amazons are a tribe of men and women in which both sexes fought in the battle.
Really?
Historians claim that no Amazon woman could marry until she had killed a man. Amazons had superhuman strength enough to throw a grown man through a wall. Wonder Woman did that all the time. They also matured incredibly fast, the women becoming pregnant hours after intercourse and giving birth hours after that. That sounds like an anime cartoon. Not that I would watch such things, I'm just saying. The child continues to mature, growing to late teens only 2 days after birth. Despite this, they can be killed as easily as a normal human. The children were raised by Amazon elders and taught to endure pain and dispense it. One of their rituals involved consuming the flesh of the dead father. Yummy. They were also branded with the sign of the Amazons on the inside of their wrist. In the present day, the descendants of the original Amazons, having moved to America at some point, started mating in Miami and then Chicago, causing a series of deaths. In 2011, this began again. Tradition is very important to them. After mating, the child created must kill their father as a sign of initiation. They do this by first cutting off his limbs, carving a symbol of his chest, and killing him. Children were taken to learn on the day of their birth where they had trained and tortured to make them strong. Before their initiation, they have the mark burned into their skin. And that's pretty much it about the Amazons in the supernatural world. Did the Amazons only come from Greek mythology?
Yes, they pretty much exists solely in Greek mythology.
Interesting. I wonder why that is. There's no other cultures that have... there's got to be other cultures that have warrior women that are basically similar to Amazons.
I mean, Vikings. You've got the Valkyrie.
Right. That's true, too. But, I mean, that's... Yeah. But I guess, I mean, not everything has to have its own set version of something else. And the Amazons have always been tied to Greek mythology.
That's true.
Who are the actresses that play our Amazons in this episode?
I mean, the main ones is Sarah Canning, who plays Lydia, the one who mates with Dean. And then there's Alexia Fast, who plays Dean's daughter, Emma. And that's a trivia moment where Emma was actually Baby Spice's name from the Spice Girls in reference to the title, The Slice Girls, the title of this episode.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Fascinating.
Yeah, Baby Spice, the Slice Girls. I don't know how I feel about the casting. I guess Alexia looks like halfway between Sarah Canning and Dean. I don't know. I feel like if she looked more like Dean, it would have been more, I don't know what the word is, more heart-wrenching for Dean to kill her.
Well, the other thing is that these girls are, like, blonde and pretty white. You think all the Amazons would be, like, tan skin and dark black hair, dark, you know, brown hair. Not
I would
so
think
white.
That too.
They would definitely be a very heavy mix of black, you know, tan, things like that. You had Gal Gadot play Wonder Woman because of her Israeli background, so she's not white, you know what I mean, unlike Linda Carter. And whereas, like, the original, you know, you watch that cast of characters, it's all white chicks dancing around in dresses or whatever. And, you know, they do the revision in 2017, they're all in, like, warrior gear and things like that. Another comic version of Amazons I remember specifically would come from Why the Last Man. After all of the men have died due to the plague, and only the Yorick Brown is the last man alive, there's a group of terrorists that call themselves the Amazons that plan to go around the man's world, as they call it, and destroy all symbolism of his reign, which is like, okay, like, so what, you're going to destroy the entire infrastructure of Earth? Because that's pretty much what you're saying, because everything is built by man. Yes, women had a hand too, but let's face it, everything has been constructed and built by men in men architectures, you know? Didn't make a lot of sense, because a lot of the women who opposed them were just like, that, you're going to destroy what we have left, and some of us want to honor who we lost, but you're going to destroy things that we need to live because you hate men so much, and you're saying we should just start over from scratch? That's nuts.
Interesting.
What other information do we have about Amazons?
I specifically have notes on their powers and abilities.
Sure.
Their powers, of course, super strength, rapid aging, which I don't know if that would be considered a fun one.
That's not really a power as much as, like, I mean, are they immortal? But it says, like, in this, that they can be killed by normal means.
They probably have a longer lifespan, but it doesn't say that immortality is one of their powers. Their weapons handling is considered one of their powers, and their weakness, of course, is mortality, which is actually mentioned. The only other notes that I have is, where'd it go? The organ chart on the wall behind Sam at the crime lab is actually upside down in this episode. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, it's supposed to be like, oh, it's not supposed to be upside down is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's an organ chart.
Interesting.
So that's fun. I feel like they throw little things in like that every now and then for us to be like, hey now, what are you doing?
Sorry. Have you ever played an Amazon before in anything?
Nope. Just a giantess, which is probably slightly different.
Oh.
So it looks like Sarah Canning has worked on a ton of stuff. She has 78 credits, and this was the Amazon that mated with Dean. She's constantly working. She's worked on all these different TV shows, all this good stuff, all these Christmas movies. I'm so jealous.
Well, isn't one of the, isn't this also the wife of Jared? Or Jensen? Sorry,
no.
Jensen? Oh. I thought Jensen's wife appeared on the show at one point.
She does. She played Ruby? Ruby? Yeah.
No, that was the... Nope, that's the other one. That's the other one. That's not Jensen. Jared's wife played Ruby. Jensen's wife played
Danielle?
Someone else. Yes, Danielle Ackles.
Danielle
Ackles, yes. She was on this show for a little while. There's a lot of great books out there about Amazons. A Brief History of the Amazons, Women Warriors in the Myth and Histories. Wonder Woman Historia of the Amazons. So it basically tells you where all of the mythos of the Amazons from Wonder Woman comes from and what's real and what's obviously made up for the comics. The Amazon, Lives and Legends of Warrior Women Across the Ancient World by Adrena Mayer. Centaurs and Amazons, Women of the Prehistory and the Great Chain of Being. Search for the Amazons, The Real Warrior Women of the Ancient World by John Mann. That's quite the name for a book about the Amazons, just an FYI. Couldn't even make that up if I tried. Women's Lore, 4,000 years of sirens, serpents, succubi, and warriors by Sarah Klang. Amazons, Women Warriors of the World by Clayton Sally Proma. And Dahomey, Amazon's History of an All-Female Military Warriors. I believe there was a movie coming that came out a couple of years ago called the She Queen, the She King, or something like that. The African King. It's about a woman who's the king of like this kind of warrior tribe in Africa. I think it was like in and out of the box office so fast, but it felt like they were trying to cop off of like Marvel's Dora Milaje, which is the the Royal Guard of the Black Panther. And there's no Black Panther, other than the group of people from the 60s, but there's no Black Panther in Africa of some tribal organization, the Dora Milaje. The Dora Milaje are definitely based on the warrior women of Amazons, because they're all, the Dora Milaje and the captain of the Dora Milaje are all women. You know, they all wear a ceremonial garb, and they're the protectors of the Black Panther. You know what I mean? Black Panther is pretty confident to be able to protect himself, but he's also a king, so he travels with his bodyguards, which are also these, you know, incredibly athletically beautiful looking women that, you know, would kill you if you tried to step out of line with their king.
Fun.
And I think that's obviously heavily influenced by Amazons in general. Women in Power, Classical Myths and Stories from the Amazons to Cleopatra. Maidens and Monsters, Tales of Amazons, Goddesses, Queens, and Temptresses. Goddesses with a Thousand Faces, a one-of-a-kind exploration of goddesses from all parts of the world. The Illustrated A to Z of Classic Mythology of Greek Literature. The Myths and Mythology of Greek Collection. Goddesses and Heroines. Over 80 legendary women in Greek mythology. And Parallel Myths. So there's definitely a lot of material out there, anything we haven't covered about Amazons, if you're interested in more information. And then there's also Mythology for Dummies.
So much information about Amazons. Everybody loves Gal Gadot and...
All right, but then you want more something outside of like the mythos created by Wonder Woman.
True.
For films about Amazons, there's a film called Amazons from 1984. There's Hercules and the Amazon Women. The Love of Hercules. Rape of the Belt. Don't even ask me what that is. Hercules and Theseus, two celebrated heroes, arrive at Themyscira, the Amazon's capital, to accomplish the ninth of the labors of Hercules, stealing Hippolyta's belt, and they are confronted by Anatope and Hippolyta. So yes, that is also one of the big things that the Amazons come from. Is this believed to be like the first mention of the Amazons?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear anything I just said?
The first mentions of the Amazons in Supernatural?
No. Period. Life. What's the first mention of Amazons ever? The ninth labor of Hercules was to retrieve the girdle of Hippolyta, the queen of the Amazons. The girdle was a powerful weapon and symbol of authority and was gifted to Hippolyta by her father Ares, the god of war. Hercules had to travel to the Amazon land and conquer the Amazons to obtain the girdle.
So it was in Homer's The Iliad, which is, isn't that the oldest piece of written literature ever?
I believe so, but I don't 100% know for fact. I thought that was been always debated. But yes, I mean, older than the Bible, if you're going by that. Isn't that also the next movie by Christopher Nolan? He's doing The Iliad.
I have not heard that.
Yes. Huge cast for it. They said the budget on it could cost over $200 to $300 million. And it's Christopher Nolan, and I believe he will make that back worldwide. Especially considering it's a story that's world-renowned. It's not American-based, you know what I mean? Like, Oppenheimer was American-based, and obviously it was affected in World War II. But the Iliad is a massive story taught all over the world, for the most part, as far as I'm aware. Don't quote me on that. But so it's not an American-based, you know, story. He's not an American filmmaker either. You know what I mean? He's a British filmmaker. So it's world-renowned, The Iliad. So it's going to get definitely that kind of coverage, and a lot of countries will pick it up, you know.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's going to come out in 27, by the way, I think.
Nice. It doesn't specifically say that Homer's Iliad is the oldest text, but there's multiple accounts where it says it's one of the oldest extant text works of literature ever.
Gotcha. Well, that's all the information I have about the Amazons, unless you have anything else, Mel.
I don't have anything additional.
All right. Mel, where can people find you?
At Mel Heflin, all over the internet.
What's your next project coming up?
Bloody Bones, if we get funded.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be working on crowdfunding as well for the upcoming Vlada comic book sequel. So we're asking people to follow that, push it out. Please obviously fund it too, because we got to hit our goal. That's coming this summer with artwork by Tim Vigil. And you can find me over on the Supernatural Creatures and Lord group. I just posted a picture up of the Supernatural box set. The Blu-ray box set is on sale. Oh, sorry. The price has come down a lot since its original release back in 2021, right? Because that's when the show went in, 21, after they came back from COVID.
Yeah.
So 21, when the box set came out, it's come down a lot from its high price tag, but it's still a little bit more than I want. But I digress. You can also find me over on the Radio Horror Show every Sunday night from 10 to midnight. So radiohorror.wordpress.com, or on the website where we post all the podcasts, radiohorror.com, or send us an email, thatradiohorror@gmail.com. And we'll be back in another exciting episode in May of Supernatural Creatures and Lore.
In the shadows you can hear the sounds, the rumble of 100 hellhounds. Cries of the banshee, terror of the Wendigo. You all they can't see, they just know where to go. It's the creature, whoa, whoa. It's the creature.